Welcome to another bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast during the Big Ready Week. I am excited. I've got Gary Ware, who will play with me today on this podcast, just like he'll be delivering a workshop on the productive power of play at the Big Ready, which, as you should know by now, takes place February 2nd, that's a Tuesday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., as well as some little delightful things around the event. Tickets are $99. Just go to thebigready.com. That's thebigready.com and pick up your ticket now. Well, wait, listen to the conversation I have with Gary first. It's a snippet. It's a little teaser, a little taste of Gary, because I'm going to have a full episode with him a little later on down the line here on the podcast. But for now, check out what Gary and I had to talk about here on this bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast. One of the things I've had a real struggle with is breaking that pattern of conditionality, you know, the idea of you don't get to play until the dishes are done, your homework's done. Whereas my wife's like, no, they've worked all day at school. They should come home, get the chance to play, and then gear up back into the work session, which I've always thought is, well, yeah, but if they go play, they may not be, they're going to get so wrapped up in it. How are they going to do the work? So, or are they going to be willing to do the work? And with discipline with kids, it's a bit different, but how do you take something like that, like what we were raised on, which is you don't get to play until the work is done. How do you flip that switch, or how do you take that, you know, upbringing that many people have? I mean, I know you and I aren't the only ones, and say, no, it's okay. You can play. Play is part of the process.
Agreed. And the first thing is unpacking it and realizing that there are different forms of play. There is that play that is, you know, the goofing off, that is just play for the sake of play. But there's also, so I call this purposeful play.
Okay.
They have, you know, different purpose. And just like a professional athlete, you know, take, for example, Michael Phelps, Tiger Woods, they wouldn't just go in and start, you know, hitting 18 holes without warming up. Michael Phelps is not going to just jump in the pool and, you know, do 100 meters without doing proper warm up.
Right.
I look at play the same way, as in, you know, I want to be as creative as possible. I want to get into deep work. I want to be able to get into the flow. But if I am going straight from whatever I did before into that work, it takes some time to get into. So why not time box it, give myself 5 minutes, and what if we can prime our brains so that we can be more creative when we need to? And then, because, you know, we both like, you know, comic books and video games, realize that we only have so much as far as a power meter of creativity, power meter of productivity, or whatever. It only has so much. What if, instead of waiting till we're completely depleted, what if, you know, when we still have some gas left in the tank, we call a timeout. We do something that's going to rejuvenate us, that's going to give us dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, the things that we need to get back into the work. And then, again, we get back into the work and we're able to pick up where we left off. Because, again, our brain is still working on it. Or, like, for example, you know, say you're writing or you're doing something where, you know, you need to use your creative brain. Imagine if you... you know, this is just part of the Pomodoro method or whatever method you subscribe to. But instead of like what most people do on their breaks, maybe scroll through social media, what if you did something that is engaging? And the cool thing is, because like anytime there is like an ellipse, anytime there is some sort of, you know, pause, mm-hmm. your brain's like, oh, what do I do? So if you're a writer, imagine instead of like, oh, let me just get through a few more sentences. Imagine if you strategically paused and had that cliffhanger, did something that's going to, you know, pump up the juices. Then you came back. I bet you your brain, again, was trying to work out some of those creative problems, and you will jump back in and be more focused.
Okay, maybe you multitasked. Maybe while you were listening to me and Gary talk, you went to thebigready.com and you picked up your ticket for $99, or you went VIP and decided to join me for the workshop because there's a limited amount of spaces for that workshop for just $299. There are 29 presenters delivering keynotes, panels, and workshops. Gary's facilitating a workshop. You've probably already heard the episode featuring Stephen Worley, who's delivering another workshop. Janet Murray is delivering a keynote, and Vanessa Tharp will be there throughout the day, along with yours truly, presenting this magnificent day that's designed to move you forward in the months ahead. So I encourage you to check out thebigready.com. See all of the presenters that we have lined up, not just the taste of those you're going to hear on the podcast during the course of Big Ready Week, and pick up a ticket. Join us. It's $99 or $299 for VIP. I can't wait to see you there. And I'll see you tomorrow with another bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast. Tomorrow, I've got Marley Williams joining me on the program. I'm really excited because she's going to be on one of the panels, and I've known Marley for years. I can't wait. She's been on the podcast before too, by the way, so you can listen to a previous episode of her on the podcast once we're all done the Big Ready Week here. But for now, go to thebigready.com, check out what we're offering at this fantastic event. And until tomorrow, this is Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. I'll see you at the Big Ready.